overseas base closings. The Pentagon's plans to restructure overseas military bases and bring thousands of troops back to the U.S. reportedly underestimates the long-term cost. That includes potential negative effects of keeping soldiers in the military, according to an independent review set up by Congress. The report by the Overseas Basing Commission, generally positive, but it raises concerns about how the Defense Department is realigning the bases abroad. The review is supposed to be released early next month. A key concern is that U.S. bases and surrounding communities would not have either the money or the services necessary to handle an influx of service members brought home. Russian President Vladimir Putin promised today to provide the new Palestinian leaders with helicopters and other equipment and training to help maintain order after Israel's promised withdrawal from the Gaza Strip and parts of the West Bank this summer. In the first visit to the Palestinian territories by a Russian leader, Putin also pledged to help the Palestinians rebuild infrastructure with an eye toward a viable Palestinian state in the West Bank and Gaza. In a nod to Israel, Putin promised any assistance to the Palestinians would be coordinated with both sides, saying, quote, "We want this cooperation to be absolutely open." George Bush says the problems faced by Social Security require that people, quote, "come together to make this work." He spoke today in suburban Virginia, a day after outlining steps aimed at improving the program's financial situation. His spokesman today rejecting descriptions of the Bush plan as a cut in Social Security benefits, saying it's a cut in the rate of increases. Safety reviews have prompted a new delay in launching the Space Shuttle Discovery. NASA's chief, Michael Griffin, says the reviews show more time is needed to ensure that foam chunks or ice will not break off during launch and damage the shuttle. Launch pushed back to at least the middle of July. Oil prices closed below $50 a barrel for the first time in more than 2 months. The price for crude at the close, $49.72 a barrel. This is Air America Radio News.
Oust Fan presents a message from your trash can.
You got some more trash for me, do ya? Well, just keep stuffing it down here, pal, because I can take it. If you can take the smell. No? Then you better get the Oust Fan, because it continuously eliminates odors in the air, even from odor-causing bacteria. So hurry up and get one, because even the dog won't sniff me anymore. And he sniffs anything.
Get odors out with Oust Fan. S.E. Johnson, a family company.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War is going according to plan. That's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning, available at WillDurst.com.
Bush! He's turned into President Rain Man. Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell research? What about Medicare? Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, Saddam, yeah.
So go to WillDurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Air America's new front page, The Rachel Maddow Show.
If you listen to Air America Radio, if you pay attention to anything other than the mainstream press, you have probably figured out by now that the Ethics Committee has basically been turned into a pile of poop.
News and backstory you just won't get anywhere else.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted that this is not a headline story.
News that is just too informative for TV. The Rachel Maddow Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, good Friday evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. It's about 7 past the hour. Hope you're going to stick around for as much of this as you can stand tonight. We have a Limbaugh Week in Review for your entertainment tonight with 3 sound bites from him. This is one where he accuses Democrats of having a different God, and it's also where he tries to explain how his overuse of serious drugs really didn't cause him to go deaf, you know, that sort of thing. The only reason we're playing it, you know, Limbaugh, like Bush, is toast, but it's kind of funny. It's kind of weird. Am I celebrating his misfortune? Yeah, I guess I am. After listening to the sound bites we have for you, you have to wonder if he's back on the Little Blues. We here at the Malloy Program are pretty certain that he is. He's going drug crazy again. The propaganda that he puts out there against the Democrats is just so outrageous. It's hard to imagine that even the most brainwashed ditto head could take him seriously when he says Democrats rejoice when innocent people are tortured or Democrats despise God. This guy is really off the page. We'll get to that later. You know what tomorrow is? Oh, before I get to that, also about Andy Stevenson. Please have something to write with, you know, to jot down an address when I tell you about Andy Stevenson, what he needs, all right? A lot of you already know about this, I understand, but a lot of folks don't. So we'll get to that also probably this hour. Tomorrow marks the end of the Vietnam War. Did you know that? 30 years ago. That can't be. Good God. It was the longest war in U.S. history. The longest that we ever fought. We lost. And the bottom line on that conflict in Southeast Asia is very simple to put together. The protesters were right. The supporters were dead wrong. And it took the deaths of 3 million Indochinese and nearly 60,000 Americans to prove the rightness of the protesters and the absolute blind stupidity and the wrongness of those that supported the war. Horrible. Just horrible. Let me tell you a few stats. I know I don't like stats any more than you do, but here's a couple. 2 million Americans served in Vietnam. Do you know that? 500,000 actually saw combat. 47,000 Americans were killed in action. There were another 10,000 non-combat deaths. Now that totals up to the roughly 58,000 names on the wall at the Vietnam Memorial in D.C. There were many thousands of other casualties, including 153,000 Americans with serious injuries. 10,000 amputees. 3 million and other Indochinese killed in the war. This is real butchery, wasn't it, huh? We still have people out there who will go up to Jane Fonda and spit snot and phlegm in her face. 30 years ago. During the war, American pilots flew some 3 million missions against this little tiny country. We dropped 8 million tons of bombs. That's four times the total dropped in World War II. Can you believe that? Four times the amount of fire, including Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That's what we did to North Vietnam. It's a wonder anybody survived, anybody at all. It was the greatest display of firepower in the history of the military. Global military. No one ever in the history of humankind. And we still got beat. We still got beat. McNamara went there a few years ago and it was filmed, and he asked General Jap before he died, McNamara couldn't figure out how we got beat. And General Jap said, because it was our country. Hello? You invaded our country. Are the lessons from Vietnam that apply to Iraq? Well, hell yes, of course. Absolutely. We have already lost in Iraq. We've already lost. You know when we lost in Iraq? The day we invaded. That's when we lost. Now, what did we gain from Vietnam? Let's go back. Let's just for a second here. Let's go back. We have to go back 45 years to go back to the beginning. Let's just go back 30 to the end. What did we gain from the war in Vietnam? By any objective standard, nothing. Nothing. For the past 30 years, it's been a unified country. It's still, as far as its political system, is still a communist country, but it's turned toward a free market economy, sort of like China. Right? Remember, how many of you, oh, Jesus, boy, do I feel old. If you're under the age of 40, you probably really don't care. I'm sorry. And that's our main audience, people under the age of 40. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know why I'm going on about this. I guess it's because I can still taste the tear gas from protesting the war. I still remember how scared I was that my ass was going to be sent to Vietnam when I took my physical to join the Army in 1964 at the Jacksonville Naval Air Station in Jacksonville, Florida, along with three or four other busloads of 20-somethings. I remember all the protests, the demonstrations. I remember my friends that came back with arms and legs blown off and some that were killed. I had two friends who died there. And I think about all these filthy, cowardly, in context, cowardly. They probably did the honorable thing. But the chicken hawks, the Republicans who refused to go, who said, piss on that. I'm not going. What, are you crazy? Get me in the Texas Air National Guard. Get me another student deferment. The economy in Vietnam has become one of the biggest success stories in Asia. They sold $5 billion worth of exports to the United States last year. Vietnam's almost 8% annual growth rate is second only to China's. And we had to kill 58,000 of our own people and 3 million Vietnamese. We had to bring back 10,000 amputees and 150,000 seriously wounded Americans. We have people in this country now still suffering from the shock, the emotional shock, the psychological shock of that horrifying war. I read something the other day. It said Fallujah is our Guernica. Now, I don't think so. I think North Vietnam is our Guernica. We did it, didn't we? We dropped more bombs on that tiny little country than all the bombs dropped in World War II. You know who the largest private employer in Vietnam is right now? Nike. Huh? How about that, Truth Seeker? 130,000 workers produce $700 million worth of footwear annually. The largest private employer in Vietnam is Nike. Go to the dead memorial in Washington with the 58,000 names and scream that. Protesters were right, weren't we? Huh?
In 5 years, in the last 5 years, an estimated 140,000 private businesses have been registered in Vietnam. Remember what the murderous sons of bitches who sent us there said? Remember what our leaders said? The domino theory. Remember that? Oh, my God, we have to go there and kill people, or the entire region will become communist. And the protesters said, you're wrong. These are nationalists. These are people who want their own country. They threw the Chinese out, they threw the French out, they're going to throw us out. No, we got to go kill. God, I wish some of these people were still alive so we could just spit on them. The people who forced our young men to go into that war all those years ago. If your time to you is worth... Many Americans now go back to Vietnam as tourists. Tourists. Oh, the times are highly changing.
Lesson that I learned in Vietnam is that you cannot confight a guerrilla war with conventional forces.
Come again, and don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's named.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine a rare herb that simply tells your brain you're full. Imagine you can try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available in America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger, and all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that's been proven to work. The amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. 1-800-227-0361. That's toll-free, 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. 1-800-227-0361. Or visit myh57.com.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Okay, so if a person works as a clerk in a retail store, let's pick one at random, let's say Walmart, and that clerk gets paid $8.23 an hour, how much do they make in a year? Time's up. The answer is $13,861. And while even Walmart pays above the minimum wage, if that clerk is supporting a family of three, he or she makes nearly $800 below the federal poverty line. And if that clerk lives in Georgia, he or she is six times more likely to rely on state-provided health care for their children than are employees of any other large company. Most of us think that people who work full-time shouldn't live in poverty. But how do you change that when politicians won't stand up to the Walmarting of America? Well, alone, there's not much you can do, but together, we've got a shot. When you join PurpleOcean.org, you can stand with the 1.8 million working families of the Service Employees International Union. PurpleOcean.org is telling the truth about what the Walmarts of the world are doing to our country. And we're taking action to stop it. Want to know more? Check us out at PurpleOcean.org.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney has produced a comprehensive set of reforms for the International Labor Federation that includes plans to help unions organize more workers, to revamp union member mobilization, creating a permanent culture of activism, and to rebuild state and local labor movements, all aimed at building power for working families. But will it be enough to unify dissidents like SEIU's Andy Stern and the Teamsters James Hoffa as labor struggles to reform itself?
I'm hopeful that we're going to bring as many of our leaders as possible on board.
Sweeney says there will also soon be a restructuring of AFL-CIO staff that could mean layoffs.
We are moving forward with plans to reorganize our staff and budget to reflect these priorities.
The ultimate shape of AFL-CIO reform will be decided at its July convention in Chicago. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the Union for the Information Age.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour, the end of America's involvement as a warmonger in Vietnam. The end began on March 10th in 75. The final offensive began when 25,000 North Vietnamese troops attacked in the Central Highlands. Half of the South Vietnamese troops surrendered or deserted the following day. President Thieu, at the time, decided to abandon the Highlands region and the two northern provinces of his country, and that triggered a mass rout of civilians and soldiers, all of them heading south. And all the time, they were being shelled by the North Vietnamese Army. It was a retreat known as the Convoy of Tears. On March 25th, the ancient city of Hue fell. South Vietnamese troops were in full panic by then and joined millions of refugees streaming south. Da Nang fell on March 29th. 100,000 South Vietnamese soldiers abandoned by their commanding officers surrendered. On April 21st, 2 days later, a month later, President Thieu resigned. In a rambling 90-minute TV address, he accused the United States of treachery for refusing to help fight the North Vietnamese onslaught. 2 days later, President Ford reiterated that, quote, the war is finished, and, quote, as far as the U.S. was concerned. April 27, 75, the city of Saigon was surrounded. Enemy rockets fired into civilian areas. Panic and looting became widespread. April 29th. The final evacuation of 7,000 Americans and South Vietnamese began, first from Tan Sanut Air Base, and then from the American Embassy. Three aircraft carriers, U.S. aircraft carriers, stood off the coast to take on refugees. Many South Vietnamese pilots threw their helicopters to the carriers as well. And you remember these pictures of the helicopters being pushed into the sea to make room for the new arrivals? The sight of those choppers being tossed over the side became an enduring symbol of the fall of Saigon, just like the pictures of the people fleeing from the rooftops in Saigon. At 8:35 a.m., April 30th, that's tomorrow morning, True Seeker, the last Americans, 10 Marines from the embassy, departed the city, and it was over. North Vietnamese troops poured into Saigon. By 11 o'clock in the morning, the Viet Cong flag flew over the presidential palace. A message of unconditional surrender was broadcast, and the war was over. I haven't watched a lot of television today. Did you see anything about this today? Was there anything on about this today, Kathy? Nothing, huh? The longest war in American history, the one that still has its claws in the heart of this country, 30 years. That would be like screaming at each other in 1975 about the end of World War II. But this was the first war that the United States was defeated. This was the first war in which the United States realized that several things, just like what Bush said he learned from Vietnam. Yeah, okay. That you can't fight a guerrilla war with conventional weaponry unless you're willing to kill every single person there. Now, that is not a difficult lesson. 30 years later, what are we doing in Iraq? What happened in Iraq today? How many car bombs went off today? 7? 10? How many people killed today? We lost in Vietnam, and we lost in a horrendous way. Because in losing, we committed genocide. People in Vietnam are still giving birth to headless babies, just like they are in Iraq. Only in Iraq, it's because of depleted uranium. In Southeast Asia, in Indochina, it's because of Agent Orange, because of the herbicides and the poison, the tons and tons and tons of poison that we dropped on that country, and the tons of nuclear poison that we're dropping on this country. And we're considered the good guys? We're considered the good guys in this, really? Oh, well. Freedom's on the march, as the moron likes to say. Okay, that's all. I just wanted to mention that. I don't think anyone else has. I don't know if anybody on this network has. I don't know if anybody in media have mentioned it. I don't know. Frankly, none of us really care. Soon, every single man who served in Vietnam will be dead. And if you want to know about the American man, and if you want to know about it, you'll just have to look in a history book someplace and read about our glorious adventure where we tried to bring freedom. Freedom. To the Vietnamese. Like my captain said it should. Kill, kill, kill more peace. Kill, kill, kill more peace. Kill, it will give you the mental ease. Kill, it will give you a big release. Kill.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Do you want cheap, high-speed internet access provided by your city? There's just one thing in your way. Telecommunications companies. Corporations like Comcast are fighting to stop cities and towns from offering low-cost, high-speed internet directly to their residents. Why? They're afraid of competition. Mother Jones reports from Tri-Cities, Illinois, where not one company offered reliable high-speed internet access to homes. So citizens asked the city to install high-speed internet for everyone. Comcast and SBC got worried. The companies fought back with a $300,000 campaign, and the plan was defeated. Now corporations like Comcast are lobbying state legislatures to stop cities from providing high-speed internet. 14 cities have already passed restrictions. It seems making a buck for these corporations has become more important than citizens' access to information on the Internet. In a democracy built on an informed citizenry, this really should worry us all. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. Canadian snowbirds have been using Advocare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They're the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license. The state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Aaron Esurance here. My mission? To save you time and money on auto insurance and save the environment.
But other insurance companies use loads of paper. How does Esurance save trees?
Esurance saves you time and hundreds of trees a year with electronic documents and easy online billing. By not using paper, Esurance also keeps rates affordable.
So, you save some green for the environment and your wallet.
Save some green with Esurance.
Visit www.esurance.com today. That's Esurance.com.
Hold on, she's back. Margaret Cho Live.
I don't understand the appeal of strippers on the radio. Like, do titties make a high-pitched sound that only dogs and straight men can hear?
Margaret Cho. Two shows, Friday and Saturday, May 20th and 21st at Beacon Theater. Margaret Cho. She has absolutely nothing to hide.
What it boils down to is that America does not appreciate it when women are incredibly successful and not nice about it.
Margaret Cho.
Martha Stewart is going to jail for being a bitch.
Irreverence. Hysterical.
And I'm glad I wasn't on trial because I'd be serving consecutive life sentences.
Margaret Cho. Two shows, Friday and Saturday, May 20th and 21st at Beacon Theater. Tickets are on sale now at the Beacon Theater box office, Ticketmaster locations, online at Ticketmaster.com or call 212-307-7171. Margaret Cho, the Assassin Tour.
Situation of Eddie.
Produced by Bill Silva Presents.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Now listen, there's a one-man play going on right here in the Big Apple, and if we treat it with the respect it deserves, it just might be coming to a theater in your city. That play is called Monk. It's about the life and times of the one and only Thelonious Monk. It stars a gentleman by the name of Rome Neal, and he'll be joining us in studio to discuss the play that has been called a one-character tour de force. Join us this Saturday night, baby, on the Kyle Jason Show, only on Air America Radio.
Overseas, there's a lot going on. I believe our actions have helped make the world a more peaceful place.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears.
It's about 25 before the hour. Joe Cocker's song, Little Help from My Friends. That's a good segue, thank you, Kathy, into what I want to share with you now. How many of you know Andy Stevens? If you hang out at democraticunderground.com, you know Andy Stevens real well. If you're concerned about the black box voting issue in this country and how the right wing has figured out a way to nullify representative government, then you probably know about Andy Stevenson. He was a guest on this program, I think twice, once when in our IE America radio days and once on this network. But I want to share something with you that very quickly that my friend Will Rivers Pitt wrote and distributed to folks around the internet. And this is where, you know, I asked you last night and tonight to have something to write with. So here we go. Now, keep in mind, this is just one man. This is just one man. And, you know, focusing on one person like this, a lot of people may question it. I have had two people in my family, a brother and a sister, both die of cancer. And one was on Medicaid, and the other one, it was just so quick. From diagnosis to death was 3 days. So, you know, we've all been through this, right? What makes Andy Stevenson different? I don't know. Maybe nothing. And maybe that's what makes his situation right now important. This is what Will Pitt wrote. A great friend of the activist community named Andy Stevenson needs our help. Andy has been a tireless fighter for election reform in America for years. He worked closely with the Black Box Voting Organization, spent every waking moment traveling and speaking on the issue of electronic touchscreen voting machines, even ran for Secretary of State in Washington on a platform based on this specific issue. I remember meeting up with him last August in Seattle for a Rolling Thunder event. The day was dedicated to a variety of group conversations on topics ranging from the Iraq occupation to environmental protection to electronic voting and the upcoming election. Every gathering where Andy came to speak was packed. And he described in eerily prescient detail what eventually happened in Ohio and elsewhere during the November presidential election. Several weeks ago, Andy was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He was recently told that he must undergo what is called a Whipple procedure. This is a very serious surgery that few hospitals in America are skilled enough to perform well and requires significant time for recovery. Fortunately, some friends managed to get Andy a slot at Johns Hopkins Medical Center, one of the premier hospitals for this type of procedure. He is slated for the procedure in the second week of May. The hospital requires a $25,000 down payment before the assent to doing the Whipple and requires another $25,000 once the procedure is done. They are expecting the down payment immediately. Andy Stevenson does not have health insurance. Activists like Andy rarely do because there is little money to be made in trying to do good. In this, Andy is like millions of other Americans who do not have health insurance and thus face financial ruin if they get sick. What Andy Stevenson is going through right now is a perfect example of why universal health care for all Americans is needed and needed now. Andy's friends have, to date, managed to raise about $7,000 to put toward the fee for his procedure. So much still remains to be done for him and must be done soon. Andy Stevenson is one of the main reasons why people have become aware of the gross flaws and potential for fraud that exists with the new corporate-owned electronic touchscreen voting machines. Even though he's sick, he's still speaking to whomever will listen, wherever they may be, to continue to press this issue. He is one of the most dedicated people I've ever been privileged to know. If you can, please give to the fund for Andy. You can do this electronically via PayPal. That's paypal.com. After logging in at PayPal, choose Send Money and enter Andy's email address as the recipient.
which is as follows. Andy_Stephenson. It's spelled Stephenson. Stephenson. Andy_Stephenson. Spell it like that. At Comcast.net. Go to PayPal.com. Log in. Choose Send Money. Enter Andy's email address as the recipient, which is Andy_Stephenson, spelled as though it were Stephenson, at Comcast.net. Now, if you prefer to donate via check, away from the electronic process, fair enough, send it to Andy Stephenson, Post Office Box 25624. Post Office Box 25624, Seattle, Washington, 98165. All right, one more time. PayPal.com, after you log in, choose Send Money, enter Andy's email address as recipient. It is Andy_Stephenson@Comcast.net. Or send a check to Andy Stephenson, P.O. Box 25624, Seattle, 98165. Now, again, for those of us, and we are hundreds of thousands, we are millions, who have lost a family member or a friend to cancer, and we all have, and if we haven't, we all will. That's the nature of this disease. The question, you know, may come up in your mind, well, what the hell? You know, so many people are suffering with this tonight. So many people have lung cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, on and on and on. Why Andy Stephenson? Well, I don't have an answer for you, you know? Except this. This is a guy who threw his entire being into alerting the American voter as to how our system has been destroyed and what to do about it. That's what makes Andy, in my opinion, unique. Not his disease. Hell, we all are going to die of cancer eventually, aren't we? Huh? Of some sort. Even if it's a heart attack, it's probably cancer. Look where we live. Look what we accept as what we tolerate as acceptable dumpings of poison and crap and whatever into our systems. So it's not Andy's disease that makes him unique. It's not the fact that he doesn't have health insurance that makes him unique. It's not the fact that he's facing surgery at Johns Hopkins that makes him unique. That happens to thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of us. Not the Johns Hopkins part, but the getting ill from this disease and dying. What makes Andy Stephenson's case unique, as far as I'm concerned, is what he has devoted a huge chunk of his life toward. Now, what do we do about that? I don't know. You know, I have no idea. If it's not something that a person wants to participate in, I understand, that's cool. Okay. No hard feelings. But if it's something that you think, well, you know, $5, $10. You know, if 1,000 people would send $50,000, that's it. I'm sorry. If 1,000 people would send $50, that would be. If 2,000 people would send $25, if 4,000 people would send $10.50, you see how easy this is, right? So think about it, all right? You can get the information and get it at my website, MikeMalloy.com.
Look under action alerts. All the info is there, too.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Listen up, men. You can now get a free 30-day sample box of Ensight, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. Although launched in 2001, Ensight continues to be the best-selling male supplement in North America with millions of satisfied long-term users. Ensight customers report significant improvement in sexual response and quality. Non-prescription Ensight is extremely effective, yet has not shown to interact with medications or have adverse side effects. Ensight has a 93% customer satisfaction rating and an 83% reorder rate. If you would like a free 30-day sample box, just visit Ensight.com. That's E-N-Z-Y-T-E.com. Or call 1-800-778-5290. Free samples are only available while supplies last. So call 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290. Ensight, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. 1-800-778-5290.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Mitowski?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Jimmy, from One Hour Photo.
Oh, okay.
We miss you and the family down here.
Oh.
Did you lose your camera?
See, we just got an HP printer, the 1315 all-in-one.
Oh, it's an HP all-in-one printer.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to print our pictures at home.
Really?
Yeah, this little thing scans old photos, too.
Oh, it sounds complicated.
Oh, no, it's easy. I can even make color copies, all with one little button.
So that's it. Well, I've got a one button, too. Or do you prefer number two?
I'm hanging up now.
Call 800-616-MY-HP and use our $20 mail-in rebate to bring the cost of the brilliantly simple HP 1315 all-in-one printer from $99 to just $79. Call 800-616-MY-HP today, and you'll also get free shipping and a 100-sheet premium photo paper pack.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. That's the way we usually end GEICO commercials, but this time it's just the beginning. Because here in New York, GEICO is cutting rates for car insurance. So in the tagline, when GEICO says or more, they're not kidding. Call 1-800-947-AUTO today or go to geico.com. You could save on your car insurance like never before. Gee, since I did my ending at the beginning, now I really don't have an ending. Well, hey, be careful out there. Okay, let me start by apologizing. People expect GEICO commercials to be funny, but I've got an important announcement. Here in New York, GEICO is cutting rates for car insurance. And that's on top of our already low rates. Just call 1-800-947-AUTO or go to geico.com. Because now you could save on your car insurance like never before. And hey, I'm sorry we didn't make you laugh this time. Of course, you could see the tie I'm wearing right now.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornellaservision.com. That's www.cornellaservision.com.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Remember when John Bolton, this thug, this brown shirt that Bush has nominated to be our U.N. ambassador, remember when he went to Florida? I think it was Palm Beach County, and went in and tried to stop the vote counting. He eventually, with the Supreme Court backing him up, was successful. All the Bush crime family was successful. But that was the earliest picture I think most of us had of Bolton, although his history goes back quite a bit. He was always one of the shadowy figures operating within the U.S. government, willing to do all the dirty, filthy work, like Negroponte, like Otto Reich, like Elliot Abrams, like Oliver North, on and on and on and on. His ugly face came into my mind today. Stop the voting! I'm here from the Bush campaign. When somebody sent me an article in the newspaper from Mahoning County, Ohio, Air America is on a station there, WANR. Listen to this. Incidents Wednesday and Thursday turned WANR AM into an off-the-Air America affiliate. Well, I'll make it short for you. What happened was, it's a small station, and there was a board operator on duty who, with permission from the boss, locked the building and left to run an errand. And you know, there's not too much for a board op to do in a little station like that because we feed everything. Our guys in New York, our guys and gals in New York, feed the program. The program goes over the air in these local markets. So the board op had an errand to run, left. While he was gone... some right-wing thugs had a key, came into the radio station. They posted signs that Beacon Broadcasting, that's the name of the company that runs this, was under new management. They changed the locks and changed the programming. They switched over to religious, psychopathic, right-wing, phony Christian kill Jesus programming. Now, this is a station that switched its format earlier this month to programming primarily from Air America. So the guy who is the station manager, according to the newspaper article here, Tim Continenza, contacted the Warren, Ohio police, and they came out. The people occupying the station left peacefully, and regular programming resumed about 12:40 in the afternoon on Wednesday. No charges had been filed in connection with this incident, but the station manager said they notified the FCC that they did not have control of the radio station for several hours on Wednesday. And, of course, they've been in contact with our people in New York. The station went off the air again midday yesterday because the line, the data line that connects the studio to the transmitter became disabled. Now, this is what this is your Christian political fascist right wing in this country. Now they're to the point of illegally seizing a radio station. Can you imagine? Now think for a second. Randy Rhodes, Janine Garofalo, Sam Cedar, and me. Oh, and Kathy. We, being the crazy people on Air America, let's supposing we went to, I don't know, pick a station. How about WABC in New York? And we went in and seized control of their transmitter and started broadcasting liberal talk radio instead of the drivel that's put out. How long do you think it would be before Randy Rhodes and Mike Malloy and Sam Cedar and Janine and Kathy were gunned down in the street? How long before the United States military would show up? Jesus Christ, they've taken over a radio station. Kill them, kill them, kill them. No, you don't think that would happen? Okay, sorry. uh, Rick in, where's Rick? Rick has moved. He doesn't live in the Akron, Warren, Youngstown area anymore, but he used to. As a matter of fact, he moved to Minneapolis, but he used to work there. He used to work at this radio station, and he left. And he sent me an email. He saw the story, too, and he said one of the minority owners, a guy named Mike Arch, is a right-wing fundamentalist. He retained keys to the station, and he's the one who staged the takeover this week by changing the locks and switching the operations to a Christian fundamentalist network. And it took police, according to Rick, several hours to restore control of the station. But imagine that, huh? Imagine that. I would, you know what would probably wind up being a hell of a lot of fun if some of these right-wing fundamentalists would come to, of course, I don't think they could ever find our studio here in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, but Kathy has a squirt gun, and Molly has some serious rattles in here, could bop somebody on the head. Me? I would just open fire. I would say, well, what do they got down in Florida? Huh? How about that law in Florida? My God, it's just incredible to me, incredible, that a radio station in Ohio can be seized when the board operator goes out to run an errand or take care of serious business. And people have no business there, can take over, and they're not in jail or out on bond. No charges have been filed. Are you serious? See, when you're a Christian fundamentalist, quotes around Christian, all right, when you're a political right-winger. In other words, when you're a neo-Nazi, when you hate America, when you hate everything except your own narrow little right-wing Christo-fascist agenda, you can seize a radio station and nothing happens to you. The good news is, obviously, we're rattling their cages. Oh, Jesus, are we rattling their cages here at Air America. The oxymoron when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com from Fort Dodge Animal Health.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how 40 media outlets and nonprofits are saying that global warming doesn't exist after they got $8 million from ExxonMobil. Read about a sperm bank that only took donations from Nobel Prize winners. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, politics, and culture. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid.
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more involved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to act actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Three U.S. soldiers among the dozens of dead in a series of bombings across Iraq today. The various assaults killed at least 41 people, at least 11 car bombs exploding in and around Baghdad, including four suicide attacks in quick succession. All three of the U.S. soldiers were killed in car bomb attacks. A handful of other soldiers hurt in various explosions, which set fires and caused heavy damage to the Special Forces headquarters. Remembering Vietnam, it was 30 years ago tomorrow, Saigon fell to the North Vietnamese in the city that is now known as Ho Chi Minh City. Preparations are in place for celebrations marking the anniversary. Amid all that, Vietnam's prime minister warns the country's continuing economic problems can't be forgotten. During the decade of U.S. involvement in Vietnam, the war killed some 58,000 Americans and an estimated 3 million Vietnamese. But the atmosphere three decades later is mostly festive. Memories of the war and its aftermath, little more than anecdotes and history books for most of the people in Vietnam who were born since the fall of Saigon. A federal prosecutor says two of the 9/11 hijackers used a public access college computer in New Jersey to buy their plane tickets. The hijackers crashed that plane into the Pentagon. A federal prosecutor made the disclosure during a congressional hearing on renewing provisions of the Patriot Act that make it easier for investigators to get library and other records. The prosecutor says the two hijackers used computers at the New Jersey College Library four times in August of 2001. Federal experts calling for better monitoring of U.S. volcanoes today, not just the ones most likely to explode. The U.S. Geological Survey points out that, well, volcanoes like Mount St. Helens generate the most attention. Many other volcanoes in the U.S. have little or no regular monitoring. A new hazard report found monitoring gaps exist for volcanoes in several states, including Alaska, California, Washington, Oregon, Hawaii, and Wyoming. The report calls for increased vigilance and establishment of a round-the-clock volcano watch office. A prosecutor in Rome taking action against a website that contains an unflattering image of the new pope. The ANSA news agency says the prosecutor filed a request to shut down the site, which portrayed Pope Benedict in a Nazi cap in front of a swastika, allegedly calling them the Nazi pope. It was a picture montage, not an actual photo. The website belongs to an international group of reporter activists. ANSA says the request to close the site was based on the charge of offending the Catholic religion. The German-born pope was acknowledged being a member of the Hitler Youth. He later was drafted into the German army. He said he was forced into participating in both cases.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney has produced a comprehensive set of reforms for the International Labor Federation that includes plans to help unions organize more workers, to revamp union member mobilization, creating a permanent culture of activism, and to rebuild state and local labor movements, all aimed at building power for working families. But will it be enough to unify dissidents like SEIU's Andy Stern and the Teamsters' James Hoffa as labor struggles to reform itself?
I'm hopeful that we're going to bring as many of our leaders as possible on board.
Sweeney says there will also soon be a restructuring of AFL-CIO staff that could mean layoffs.
We are moving forward with plans to reorganize our staff and budget to reflect these priorities.
The ultimate shape of AFL-CIO reform will be decided at its July convention in Chicago. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the union for the information age.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe is called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more in it.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to become the president.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Hi, this is Mike Papantonio. Bobby and I have always wanted to talk to listeners on Ring of Fire, and now we're going to do that. If you'll call us on our hotline on Ring of Fire, you can get a head start by going to our website, ringoffireradio.com. You'll see our hotline number there, and you can call us anytime. And join Bobby and me on our new two-hour format. We'll be taking calls and doing our part to make Tom DeLay, Karl Rove, and all the American right-wing windbags as uncomfortable as we can, right here on Air America Radio.
My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Limbaugh, we have some Limbaugh fun and frivolity for you here we thought you might like to hear. I'm going to play a soundbite for you from the oxymoron Limbaugh, the guy who drove himself to deafness with his abundant use of pharmaceuticals. Now, maybe we missed the memo, but when did the left, as he calls us, decide to break out the party hats and balloons for National Torture Day, huh? No wonder the Republicans and the neocon bobbleheads think that liberals and progressives are a bunch of amoral, godless, evil demons, because this freak fills their empty heads with this garbage all, day in and day out. Now, he's really approaching the edge. We believe, we being the staff of the Malloy program, that this freak is back on his drugs. He's got somebody else now out in the street doing drug deals for him. And eventually he's probably going to go to jail or get probation or whatever. And, you know, most broadcasting organizations have, as a clause in their contracts, a moral turpitude clause that states, roughly speaking, that if you're caught doing drugs, illegal drugs, or having sex with children, or firebombing a building, or committing a murder, your contract is canceled. So maybe we'll get rid of Limbaugh. Anyway, here he is.
Matt Drudge has just posted a statement by Senator Edward M. Kennedy on the anniversary of the Abu Ghraib scandal. The Democrats are actually celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Abu Ghraib scandal.
You bastard.
Senator Kennedy begins this way: the sad anniversary of the Abu Ghraib torture scandal is now upon us. Sad my foot. These guys are happy as hell to be celebrating this today. But I think we should encourage them. They have misread the public totally on this.
You sick pervert. You sick drug-addled freak. Abu Ghraib, oh, that is so cute, Rush. I bet your bobbleheads really like that. This guy is really losing it. Now, on Tuesday, El Addict convinced his brain-dead followers that liberals celebrate torture. Right? This is just so out there. It just proves that he's running out of things to use to demonize progressives and normal people. But just when you think the propaganda can't get more outrageous, when you think, come on, Limbaugh, even your brainwashed ditto heads aren't going to believe that, that's when it gets even more shocking and despicable from this pig. What could possibly be worse than to claim that we celebrate torture? Oh, of course, that we hate and despise God.
I would submit to you people on the left are religious, too. Their God's just different. The left have a different God. There's a religious left in this country. And the religious left in this country hates and despises the God of Christianity and Catholicism and whatever else. They despise it because they fear it, because it's a threat, because that God has moral absolutes. That God has right and wrong. That God doesn't deal in nuance. That God doesn't deal in gray area. That God says this is right and that's wrong.
What does that God say about copping illegal drugs in a Denny's parking lot, you pig? Does that God have anything to say about your lies? Does it have anything to say about sending your housekeeper out to consummate drug deals? Rush! You pill-popping freak! Let me tell you what your God did. He ripped your eardrums out. That's what he did. Hello, Rush! You know why you're deaf? Because you pissed him off. Cochlear implants not going to help. You're going to go deaf. Totally. That's what your God did to you because you sent an innocent woman out to do drug deals who's now facing hard time in prison while your luxurious ass will stay free. Well, guess what, pig boy? You'll stay free, but you'll stay free deaf. You'll never be able to hear Darren Kagan say, would you like me to mix you another martini? Ever! Would you like another plate of pork rinds? You'll never hear it! You pissed God off so bad, Rush! He stuck his finger inside your eardrums and popped the hammer and anvil little thing in there. Jesus. That's isn't it incredible? Now, you know, why does this piss me off? I don't believe any of this nonsense. But the audacity of this piggish man to say that the religious left in this country, oh my God, hates and despises the God of Christianity and Catholicism and whatever else. Like Jimmy Carter, maybe? Like whoever. Can you believe this filthy, filthy, despicable, degenerate human being who's still on the air, who's been on the air for 12 years longer than he ever should have been on the air, and he continues to spew this kind of putrid hate? I mean, this is so over the top. They hate God. They want to kill God. They despise God. They celebrate torture. You filthy animal. You filthy animal. Now, this is from the program today. We don't have a Rush clip from Thursday because Rush was visiting one of his many, many, many doctors about his hearing loss. The doctors can't help you, Rush. This was an act of God. Wait till you find out what God has in store, your God, what he has in store for you next week. You like your eyes? Say goodbye to him. Now, listen to the lie about why he needed that cochlear implant. And you tell me, is he back on those little blue pills? Huh? For some reason, he starts talking about cures for baldness?
As I explained to you on Thursday, what I have, a cochlear implant essentially is implanted electrodes in the inner ear.
What?
It's my left ear in this case, and it replaces the natural inner ear. That is removed in order to implant the device that is inside my skull and brain.
What?
And those 16 electrodes take the place of 40,000 hair cells. Mine died with an autoimmune attack.
What?
Or whatever. My immune system thought the inner ears were a disease and flooded them with white blood cells, essentially, and they died. And the cure for what I have is, incidentally, the cure for baldness.
Mine died with an autoimmune attack or whatever. Maybe it was a ton of Vicodin. Huh? What do you think? What do you think? Oxycontin? Now, from webpage, what's this? DocGuy.com. Researchers report that significant hearing loss is associated with abuse of Vicodin, which combines the drugs hydrocodone and acetaminophen, according to the results of a study presented at the annual meeting of the American Otological Society. The combination of hydrocodone and acetaminophen is used commonly to alleviate pain, presents side effects similar to other habit-forming medications, and has the potential for inciting physiologic dependence and tolerance with repeated use. Additional symptoms related to overdose include respiratory depression, hypotension, and coma. Los Angeles ear, nose, and throat specialists have found that when both agents, hydrocodone and acetaminophen, are combined in overuse, hearing loss can occur and can progress to total hearing loss. Their research has recruited 9 women and 3 men with an average age of 42 years with a range of 32 to 54 years. Each of the patients underwent extensive otologic history and physical exams to identify factors that may have caused hearing loss. The tests included behavioral audiograms, a serological evaluation to rule out predisposing illness such as autoimmune disease. You liar! And from the Free Press, medical writer for the Detroit Free Press from a couple of years ago, Rush Limbaugh's entry into a rehab program for addiction to prescription painkillers underscores an important message to millions of Americans who take the drugs. Chronic abuse can cause hearing loss. It goes on and on. Limbaugh reportedly was taking as many as 60 OxyContin pills daily, as well as other drugs, including Vicodin and Lorset. Here, give me some more. Give me some more. Here, let me eat some more. The hairs in my ears are turning into hairs in my ears and making me bald. Here, give me some more. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, I love OxyContin. Oh, I love Vicodin. You know, their God is a false God. Yum, yum, give me some more. Oh, God, I love these pills. Where's my housekeeper? Get your ass out there and give me some more. You know, their God is crazy. Or is that our God? No, I don't know. Hey, they love torture. Give me some more. Give me some more pills. Ah, my name is Rush Limbaugh. I'm the pig man. Give me some more OxyContin. Hey, where's my housekeeper? Get your ass out there and give me some more. Hey, you know their God is crazy. Hey.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Okay, it's time for a quiz. So, if a person works as a clerk in a retail store, let's pick one at random, let's say Walmart, and that clerk gets paid $8.23 an hour, how much do they make in a year? Time's up. The answer is $13,861. And while even Walmart pays above the minimum wage, if that clerk is supporting a family of three, he or she makes nearly $800 below the federal poverty line. And if that clerk lives in Georgia, he or she is six times more likely to rely on state-provided health care for their children than our employees of any other large company. Most of us think that people who work full-time shouldn't live in poverty. But how do you change that when politicians won't stand up to the Walmarting of America? Well, alone, there's not much you can do, but together, we've got a shot. When you join PurpleOcean.org, you can stand with the 1.8 million working families of the Service Employees International Union. PurpleOcean.org is telling the truth about what the Walmarts of the world are doing to our country. And we're taking action to stop it. Want to know more? Check us out at PurpleOcean.org.
Hi, it's Wendy, the hypnotherapist. We all have challenges in our lives, and we need to find a way to feel better fast. The emotional struggles cause fears, nightmares, chronic pain, and can even suppress your immune system. For over 10 years, I've seen clients use hypnosis to release the pain that comes from emotional conflict. If you have headaches or chronic pain, if you feel stressed and angry and out of control, there's a way to feel better. Hypnotherapy can release the stress that causes your headaches, often in just a few days. My clients who used to have migraines have overcome them by releasing the internal conflicts that was triggering the migraine. My CDs will relieve your headache and chronic pain. I know it works. I've seen miracles in my work with clients. I know it works, and I'll give you my one-year money-back promise. Stop your headaches. Let go of the anger. Become a patient parent. Live your life feeling good. Call me, Wendy Friesen, 877-68-HAPPY. On the web at wendy.com. It's WENDI.com. Call me, 877-68-HAPPY.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
That's for you, Rushy. God, what a freak. What an absolute freak. A couple more here, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. All right, it's the end of the week, and we get a stack of stories we don't get to. From Clovis, New Mexico, there was a phone call at a local middle school there about a possible weapon, and it made the police put armed officers on rooftops. They closed nearby streets. They locked down the school. Turned out a kid was carrying a giant burrito into Marshall Junior High. Someone called authorities after seeing a boy carrying something long and wrapped. Okay, it turned out to be a 30-inch burrito filled with steak, guacamole, lettuce, salsa, and jalapenos, and wrapped inside tinfoil and a white T-shirt. The principal said he didn't know whether, or she didn't know whether to laugh or cry. But anyway, while that was going on, 30 parents, alerted by a radio report, went to the school. They gathered around a semicircle awaiting news. They were visibly shaken. One woman who son attends the school said there needs to be security before the kids walk through the door. After the lockdown was lifted, but before the burrito was identified as the culprits, the culprit parents pulled 75 students out of school. Now, I'm not laughing at them. Hell no. You know, in the age of shoot to kill, and then ask questions later. Well, he threatened me with a burrito, so I killed him. Oh, wait a minute. That's in Florida. That's right. That's in Florida. This is New Mexico. So, no, I'm not mocking these parents. I'd be scared, too. If I heard a report that somebody had walked into a school with something wrapped up, Jesus, I would be there in a flash. The point is we've gotten to this level because of guns. Not, you know, screw terror alerts. To hell with, you know, Osama bin Nowhere. We're talking about the kids who have walked into schools and opened fire, you know, who just, it's so easy to get guns. Now, let's see. The National Rifle Association will probably turn this into a joke. Well, guacamole doesn't kill people. People kill people. Har, har, har. What a nonsense story. Another Christian fundamentalist held on child rape charges. This is from DeLand, Florida. An internet evangelist who has preached about everything from morality to spirituality on his family's website was arrested Wednesday and charged with raping a child younger than 12. Charles Michael Balfe, B-A-L-F-E, 60 years old, was picked up at his job site. He works at 84 Lumber in DeLand. He's being held in the Volusia County Jail without bail. Balfe is married, the father of three, is accused in three warrants of raping a child younger than 12. He's also accused of sexual battery, lewd and lascivious molestation, and domestic violence. Well, that figures, you know, focus on the family tells you to beat your children. To the question of whether he's a Christian, Balfe responds, "Yes, I'm also a born-again believer." You sick bastard. As of Wednesday morning, the website for the First Christian Church / Disciples of Christ of DeLand listed Balfe as a member and linked to the Balfe website, which was Jesus Believers something, something, something. But those references were removed from the First Christian Church website by Wednesday night when churchgoers at First Christian attended services. Well, I would hope to shout. This must be involved with Limbaugh's God. A group assembled outside the church after the service, and most did not want to comment. Courtney Myers, a 15-year-old member of the First Christian Church, said she was surprised by Balfe's arrest. Miss Myers said, "He appears to be a nice man." Oh, God, no, I'm not laughing at child rape charges. If this turns out to be true, like I said, I have a real problem with my anti-capital punishment stance. I try to maintain it. I really do. If an adult member of my family were murdered, I think I could maintain it and insist on life without parole. But where it concerns a child, I don't know. Very difficult to do. Very difficult to do. Domestic violence, sexual battery, lewd and lascivious molestation, and rape. And he says I'm a born-again Christian. He's an evangelist. Yeah, okay, sure you are. So is your mama. It's almost time for another break. When we come back, we're going to take some phone calls. I'm talking way too much tonight, right? Okay, we'll do some calls when we come back. It is Friday night. Stay with us. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. So if you want to make an effort to get through, we'd love to hear from you tonight. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
About making the world safer and about all the men you have to kill. Well, I've just got one question and I want an answer. Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Maybe Jesus would bomb the Afghans on some kind of vengeful whim. Maybe Jesus would drive an M1 tank and he would shoot Saddam.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you tired of battling your weight without the results you want? Don't give up. Learn the facts. All Natural South African Hoodia is now available with a 100% money-back guarantee exclusively with H57. How does it work? H57 doesn't claim to block, absorb, blast, or reduce fat. It just helps you control your hunger. H57's organically based compound significantly reduces your appetite and your desire for food. And when you don't eat as much, you lose weight. That's a fact. The amazing results of South African Hoodia have been featured on 60 Minutes, Nightline, and the BBC. H57's Hoodia is real. The effects are real. The weight loss is real. With H57, you eat less, not because you're trying to eat less, but because you simply don't desire food. There's no counting carbs, points, or fat grams. Don't be fooled by imitators. Demand real H57 South African Hoodia. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your product price is refunded. That's a fact. Call now. 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money back guarantee. 1-800-227-0361. Or visit myh57.com.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Do you want cheap, high-speed internet access provided by your city? There's just one thing in your way: telecommunications companies.
Corporations like Comcast are fighting to stop cities and towns from offering low-cost, high-speed internet directly to their residents. Why? They're afraid of competition. Mother Jones reports from Tri-Cities, Illinois, where not one company offered reliable high-speed internet access to homes. So citizens asked the city to install high-speed internet for everyone. Comcast and SBC got worried. The companies fought back with a $300,000 campaign, and the plan was defeated. Now, corporations like Comcast are lobbying state legislatures to stop cities from providing high-speed internet. 14 cities have already passed restrictions. It seems making a buck for these corporations has become more important than citizens' access to information on the internet. In a democracy built on an informed citizenry, this really should worry us all. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Preposterous!
Is Posture D ahead of its time? Apparently. The Surgeon General's report on bone health says that deficiencies of vitamin D, calcium, and phosphorus can result in weak bones. Like we said, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. Canadian snowbirds have been using Advocare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They are the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license. The state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Hold on, she's back. Margaret Cho Live.
I don't understand the appeal of strippers on the radio. Like, do titties make a high-pitched sound that only dogs and straight men can hear?
Margaret Cho. Two shows, Friday and Saturday, May 20th and 21st at Beacon Theater. Margaret Cho. She has absolutely nothing to hide.
What it boils down to is that America does not appreciate it when women are incredibly successful and not nice about it.
Margaret Cho.
Martha Stewart is going to jail for being a bitch.
Irreverent. Hysterical.
And I'm glad I wasn't on trial because I'd be serving consecutive life sentences.
Margaret Cho.
Two shows, Friday and Saturday, May 20th and 21st at Beacon Theater. Tickets are on sale now at the Beacon Theater box office, Ticketmaster locations, online at Ticketmaster.com or call 212-307-7171.
Margaret Cho, the Assassin Tour.
Situation Big Guy.
Produced by Bill Silva Presents.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Jerry Springer.
I'm telling you, and I'm not the only one saying this, when you use religion to promote your politics, or use politics to promote your religion, no good can come of that. You mix politics and religion, you demean religion, you destroy politics. No good comes of that. And that's what is happening now. It is disgusting.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
We'll be right back.
feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. Raymond is calling from Florida. Raymond, welcome to the program.
Good evening. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Calling from Florida, but as you can tell by the accent, not originally from around here.
No, you sound like you're Australian or New Zealand.
No, from London.
Oh, I was only off by half a planet.
I was listening to you last night, but since when you said that there should be open armed revolution in response to oil company profits, I thought that was a comment which would require some explaining. But having listened for the last hour to the way you talk about other people, including Limbaugh, whom I think is an irrelevance.
That's where you make a mistake, Raymond. Limbaugh is not an irrelevance. Limbaugh... No, let me finish. Limbaugh is one of the most powerful forces for the destruction of this country ever in the past 10 years.
How can you be taken seriously if you want to challenge people's views like that, if you're going to say things like open-armed revolution is the way to deal with
it? I don't think that's what I said. And if you can't understand nuance, I feel sorry for you. If you want to take what I say literally, I would assume that you you are so devoid of ideas that you are looking around for somebody to fill your head. If you don't understand the nature of what I do, then you should perhaps tune into Limbaugh or someone else. Let me explain something to you, Raymond. The day I have to explain to you or any other listener to this program what my intentions are or how I go about fulfilling those intentions will be the day they're giving drinks of ice water in hell. In the meantime, I would suggest that you try to educate yourself where it concerns the type of talk radio that I do. Thanks, Raymond. Appreciate you checking in. You have a nice weekend. What? Armed insurrection! Yeah, take up guns! Is that what I said? Oh, my goodness. Should be laws against that, I would imagine, huh? Philip is calling from Pennsylvania. Philip, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
First-time caller. I love your show. I listen to it... I even listen to it while I'm at work. I have archive feeds that I listen to every day.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that.
I have so many things to say, but I know I don't have that much time. I think Bush is responsible for those 50 individuals that were killed in Iraq. It seems like every time Bush sits up there and beats his chest, you know, something happens over there, or, it, you know, he should just sit down and... Like, shut up. I mean, really.
Yeah, Bush is a co-conspirator in every one of these attacks. Think about how many Iraqi civilians would be alive had George Bush not lied to the American public and sent our military into that country. George Bush, therefore, is directly responsible for tens of thousands of dead human beings in Iraq. If I were he and believed the way he does in the Christian faith, I would tremble every night when I went to sleep out of fear that I might die in my sleep and find myself facing a God or St. Peter or Jesus Christ or whomever George Bush believes you face once you die. This guy is a mass killer. Now, a lot of people say to me, like this jackass who just called, you know, talk about going over the top. Here is a guy who has sent tens of thousands of Iraqis to their deaths and continues to do it every time he opens his mouth, like you point out. And,
right, Mike, and one thing I had to point out, too, how did Rush get over to Iraq on military planes and things like that?
I don't think he went to I don't think he went to Iraq. I think he went to Afghanistan.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think I think all he did was just make a deal with one of the drug lords, and you know, he was taken care of quite well.
He's got the poppy seed over there. One last thing. On a lighter note, this gentleman, Andy Stevenson.
Yes.
I did donate some money because I do think it's important. My mother died of bone cancer at 43.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother died of breast cancer, so I think it's good that you did that, and I applaud anybody that did donate or is going to donate. So,
well, that's very kind of you, and thank you, Philip. I appreciate it, but much more importantly, I'm sure Andy appreciates it.
Okay, have a good night, Mike.
Take care. I appreciate you checking in. Bruce is calling from Austin, Texas. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. It's good to talk to you again.
My pleasure, sir.
And also, my 22-month-old daughter, Julie, sends hugs and high fives.
Oh, bless her heart. But Julie, I love that name. I love that name.
Oh, I love it. Mom and I love it, too.
I'll bet.
I just wanted to call. One of the things, you said something at the top of the show when you were talking about Vietnam, and I really appreciate your, you know, giving some coverage to that, although NPR's Morning Edition has been doing a series all week on Vietnam.
Well, that's good. I'm glad somebody is in this country.
Yeah, it is surprising. There are things, I think I've heard statements like the United States invaded South Vietnam, which have never been uttered in U.S. academia ever.
Right, right.
But you had said that we had dropped, like, you know, you're right about the mega tonnage that was dropped in Vietnam. Although you said we dropped it like, that's what we did in North Vietnam. And actually, I think we dropped 3 to 4 times more munitions on our allies, South Vietnam, because we were trying to bomb those, you know, worthless, disloyal citizens of their own country, you know, bombing them into those concentration camps we call strategic hamlets.
Well, if I didn't say Vietnam without a north-south designation, I apologize. My intention was to say Vietnam. I always had a very difficult time. Not always, but in the past 10 years, a very difficult time referring to North or South Vietnam. It was Vietnam, period. The division of Vietnam into two sections, like the division of Korea, was a direct result of the Cold War and the conflict by proxy between the United States and the Soviet Union. So if I said North Vietnam, I meant Vietnam. My bad.
Oh, no, that's cool, man. It's understandable because I think, you know, for one thing, you know the history because you spent the time pursuing
yes.
it. But so many of our fellow citizens, I mean, this stuff is just erased as much as possible. You also said something, I mean, the statement also that the United States lost Vietnam, you know, I'm of the opinion that basically we accomplish most but not all of our objectives, and the most fundamental one was stopping any independent nationalism and independent development outside of the U.S. sphere of influence in not only Vietnam but Southeast Asia. And when you're saying, and look who's the number one investor, Nike in Vietnam, that kind of, you know, drives the point home.
Well, but I don't see a contradiction there. Ho Chi Minh was an ally of the United States during World War II in the war against the Japanese, and I think the goal of the Vietnamese was always to not always beyond a certain point in time, it was to elevate their country from essentially an agrarian country into an industrial country. So I don't see where there was any conflict between the goals of corporate America and the goals of the Vietnamese leadership. It was just the means by which the goals were accomplished. You know, Vietnam is not a mixed economy with the emphasis on capitalism in their private sector today because of influence from the United States. They are what they are because of the desires of the leadership. The leadership is not stupid. They look at China. They look at Cambodia. They look at South Korea. They look at India, and they say, well, my God, you know, why do we want to live like a bunch of backward jackasses under communist a communist economic system? You understand what I'm saying? I don't see where there's a conflict there between.
Well, no, I think there is because I wouldn't give corporate America quite the props of saying that their motives were basically the same as what Ho Chi Minh wanted. I mean, Ho Chi Minh, he wanted to develop the country, he wanted to industrialize, he wanted to advance the country. He also wanted it to be free. He wanted to get out from under French colonial rule and then U.S. imperial rule and. But I think corporate America basically wants to make sure that the resources and the labor and the wealth of Vietnam get channeled into, you know, coffers, you know, in the United States.
Oh, okay, all right. I get you.
Not used to develop their own people. I mean, it's why we dismantled Nicaragua when they were
right. I get your point now. Yeah, that makes sense. You're right. You're absolutely right. I just misunderstood what you were saying.
But also, by the way, thanks for brightening my day with all the latest Rush news. That is just so wonderful to see, like, justice roll down like waters.
Like the mighty waters, right? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Bruce, I'm just gonna say thanks for checking in. Okay.
Oh man, have a great one, Mike.
All right, sir. You too. Can you imagine having your inner ear destroyed by God? Wow.
In the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Listen up, men. You can now get a free 30-day sample box of Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. Although launched in 2001, Ensite continues to be the best-selling male supplement in North America, with millions of satisfied long-term users. Ensite customers report significant improvement in sexual response and quality. Non-prescription Ensite is extremely effective, yet has not shown to interact with medications or have adverse side effects. Ensite has a 93% customer satisfaction rating and an 83% reorder rate. If you would like a free 30-day sample box, just visit Ensite.com. That's Enzyte.com. Or call 1-800-778-5290. Free samples are only available while supplies last. So call 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290. Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. 1-800-778-5290.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brush Show, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid.
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more involved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
AFL-CIO President John Sweeney has produced a comprehensive set of reforms for the International Labor Federation that includes plans to help unions organize more workers, to revamp union member mobilization, creating a permanent culture of activism, and to rebuild state and local labor movements, all aimed at building power for working families. But will it be enough to unify dissidents like SEIU's Andy Stern and the Teamsters' James Hoffa as labor struggles to reform itself?
I'm hopeful that we're going to bring as many of our leaders as possible on board.
Sweeney says there will also soon be a restructuring of AFL-CIO staff that could mean layoffs.
We are moving forward with plans to reorganize our staff and budget to reflect these priorities.
The ultimate shape of AFL-CIO reform will be decided at its July convention in Chicago. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the Union for the Information Age.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
10 before the hour. Our friend Carol in New York reminds us there are two marches in New York City Sunday, day after tomorrow, May 1st. There's going to be a workers' march at Union Square, and there's going to be what I would hope would be a huge march, no nukes, no war, going past the UN and onto a rally at Central Park. The second one there is sponsored by United for Peace and Justice. You can get more information about this. Go to their website, unitedforpeace.org. A little bit earlier in the program, I was mentioning about the demonstrations, how the demonstrators were right 35, 40 years ago when we took to the streets demanding an end before it got too involved of the war in Southeast Asia. The real demonstration, I shouldn't say 30 years ago, because the real demonstrations didn't start until the war was about 3 or 4 years old. Had the power in this country listened to what the demonstrators, the anti-war activists, were saying, 40,000 Americans would probably still, would not have been killed in that war, and possibly 1.5 million, if not 2 million, Indochinese, most of whom were Vietnamese, would have lived. The anti-reality crowd, the Republicans, the so-called pro-life party, they're fine when the pro-life, or they're fine when the life is a mass of cells that has undifferentiated cells. But when it's a couple million human beings just trying to live their lives, or 60,000 Americans just trying to live their lives, oh, well, that's a different story. God, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? So anyway, I was talking earlier about the generation gap. No offense to people under the age of 40. Under the age of 35, no offense, but truly, what happened in the 60s and into the 70s, where it concerned this horrendous war in Southeast Asia, is not reported by history books or media in this country. The United States had its ass kicked by a poorly armed group of people who said, "Get out of our country. Get out of our country. Just get out. We have done nothing to you. Get out. We'll continue to kill you. We will allow you to kill us. But eventually, you will get out of our country." How much has to be written about this? How many times does Robert McNamara have to go on, make a movie about the mistakes they made? Mistake is when you... order shrimp off the menu when you know you're allergic to shellfish. What happened in Southeast Asia was not a mistake. It was a carefully planned, murderous adventure. What are we doing in Iraq? Now, these demonstrations in New York City on Sunday, God, I wish we lived there. If this network paid me enough money, Kathy, we'd live there. But they don't, so we live here. Sunday is the day before the Nuclear Nonproliferation Review Conference begins at the UN. So this no nukes. Now see that no nukes. Jesus, that goes back so long ago, doesn't it? I've got pictures in my wall at home of demonstrations in Barnwell, South Carolina. That was one of the times I got arrested for no nukes. That was in 78. It just doesn't stop, does it? No nukes, no war. That's the big march, and there's also a workers' march at Union Square. But the no nukes, no war, sponsored by United for Peace and Justice, rally in Central Park after they're going to march up past the United Nations building, and that's a call for an end to war and the abolishment of all nuclear weapons. I can remember standing in a park near Richmond Professional Institute in 1960. Wendy was born in 66. My daughter Wendy. And I can remember standing in that park when Wendy was a baby in a buggy with her mother, my wife at the time, and we had a canister of helium, and we were blowing up balloons and handing them out to the kids that came to the park with their parents. Well, this said, ban the bomb. Isn't that quaint? Doesn't that sound like a billion years ago? Ban the bomb. Ban the bomb. And we stood there handing out these balloons. That was 38 years ago. 39 years ago. 38. I don't know. Jesus. And it's still going on. Still, no nukes, no war. So if you live in New York City, you've got two of them on Sunday, okay? You know, May 1st is supposed to be the day for workers. Thanks to the socialist and communist nations, the Workers' Day. Workers of the world, unite, throw off your chains, right? Remember that? Not here. Workers in this country in the age of Bush apparently like the chains. Apparently like what is happening as a result of Bush economic policies. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe workers don't like it. But why do you keep voting for these Republican thugs then? Oh, well, lost my temper. Anyway, if you're in New York City, I don't know if there are going to be marches in other cities around the country. But go to one of these. Go to both of them. All right? Sunday's supposed to be nice weather in New York on Sunday. Yeah. May 1st. May Day. May Day. May Day. May Day. Isn't it interesting that that's universal distress signal? May Day. May Day. May Day. And if you want more information, go to the website unitedforpeace.org. Okay? All right. See you on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
America Radio.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
There was dirt, water, and air. And it was good. Once.
Planet check.
Fight for Fighting's John Andrasik goes wild.
The WWF, the World Wildlife Federation, every year does a big campaign, and they just wanted something to speak about the environment in a rational way. And so I sat down at my piano, and I wrote Terra Song.
Terra Song was written from the Earth's perspective.
As we go again, round the stars and their friends, loving me, come on.
It's true, we all want to conserve the environment and do the right thing.
That's John Andrasik on Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Esurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at esurance.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain. The search for a missing bride-to-be is called off in Georgia. Duluth Police Chief Randy Belcher says right now there's just about nothing left for his department to do.
We've exhausted our manpower. We've turned over probably every leaf in this city. So I have suspended all future searches as of this moment unless some other evidence is brought forward.
While family members are offering a $100,000 reward, no solid leads or clues to Jennifer Wilbank's disappearance have been found. John Mason, the woman's fiancé, took a private polygraph test Friday and passed. A prayer vigil will take place Saturday night, the same time when the couple was slated to marry. A Chicago mother is being held without bond after being charged with the stabbing deaths of her two children, ages 9 and 3. Tanya Vasilev's husband arrived home Wednesday night to discover the bodies of their children, who investigators say had been stabbed more than 100 times apiece. Meanwhile, authorities have reopened the probe of a fire 5 years ago at the family's condo that killed the woman's 3-month-old daughter. Coordinated car bombings kill 40, including two American soldiers in Iraq. Insurgents are blamed for more than a dozen attacks, which ran like clockwork Friday, wounding about 100 Iraqis. Military officials say a pair of Marines were killed in an attack near the town of Diyarbakir. The death toll of U.S. soldiers is approaching 1,200 since the campaign began in March of 2003. The U.S. soldier at the center of the most notorious photos of prison abuse at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison will plead guilty to 7 of 9 charges against her. Lindy England's lawyer says she will agree to plead guilty Monday at Fort Hood, Texas, under a plea deal that could send her behind bars for up to 11 years. The day after President Bush's primetime address on Social Security reform, future retirees took to the streets in support of the plan. Terry Cordingley has more from Oklahoma City.
College students marched on the state headquarters of the AARP to voice their support for Social Security reform. University of Oklahoma student Nat Harding said he wants to ensure he'll get benefits when he retires.
By the time that I retire, I'll be around one worker paying for my retirement, which I don't think is going to work, so definitely I'm concerned about that.
The AARP has opposed Bush's reform plan, particularly when it comes to privatized accounts.
Well, in the last 2 weeks, if you've checked your stocks lately, mine have gone down significantly, so that's not something that we're comfortable with.
But AARP State Director Nancy Kofer said she was happy to see the students get involved in the debate over Social Security. Terry Cordingley, Edmond, Oklahoma.
The historic Plaza Hotel in New York City shuts its doors this weekend to undergo an 18-month facelift. Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now.
1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
Hi, I am Mary-Kate Olsen for Jest Magazine.
And I'm Ashley Olsen for Jest Magazine. And we're the Olsen Twins.
The only thing I like better than not eating is laughing.
But seriously, subscribe to Jest and we will laugh harder than ever before.
Jest Magazine. Humor for the irreverent. Go to Jest.com for a limited time and you can subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code AIRAMERICA. Subscribe now. That's JEST.com. Celebrity voices may not be real.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
It's about 7 past the hour. Oh, Bill Frist offered a compromise to the rational people in the U.S. Senate, the Democrats. He said that he would allow the Democrats to block lower court appointees if the same Democrats agreed to give up the power to block nominees for appeal courts and the Supreme Court. Can you believe the arrogance of this twisted sister? Can you believe this? Senator Harry Reid of Nevada, the minority leader, rejected the terms as, quote, a big wet kiss to the far right, whatever the hell that means. So, let's see what happens come Monday. Is it Monday? No, there's a recess next week, and then the Senate will plunge into this battle over confirmation procedures that could end a lot of Senate business in the months ahead. I say bring the whole damn government to a stop. Let these Republican pigs understand something. The filibuster is not going away. These right-wing monsters, I don't care if a lot of them operated under the Democratic Party label back in the 40s and 50s, but their attempts to end or prevent civil rights, human rights legislation. I hate that term, civil rights. Human rights legislation in this country, when they use a filibuster, this old dead zombie from South Carolina, Strom Thurmond. A man's pecker has no conscience. Is that on the Al Franken show? That's right. A man's pecker knows no bigotry.
Yepeka knows no bigotry.
That's the first time I heard that on Franken's program. I just about lost it. God. But anyway, the filibuster was used in so many instances to destroy the country. And they refer to it. These right-wing pigs refer to it. These Republican thugs say, well, you know, the filibuster was used to stop human civil rights. Now it's used to stop good judges. These are not good judges. These judges, oh, my God. People for the American Way has an elaborate website designed to show you what these people are about. Priscilla Owen, she was on the Supreme Court. She accepted campaign contributions from Enron and Halliburton and then issued rulings in their favor. You know, she's a thug. She's just a thug. Priscilla Owen was so outrageous that even Alberto Gonzalez, who was on the Supreme Court with her in Texas at the time, criticized her right-wing judicial activism. Activism! Activism! Gonzalez said that she improperly tried to judicially amend Texas law that would have harmed individual rights. It just goes on and on. Janice Rogers Brown, the token black woman. Priscilla Owen is the token white woman. Janice Rogers Brown is the token black woman. She's the one who said that the year 1937, that's the year the courts upheld the New Deal legislation that was proposed by Roosevelt. She said that in 1937, that year marked the triumph of our own socialist revolution. Socialist revolution? Oh, you half-wits, sit down. Go get a job someplace else. Get out of the courts, will you? Oh, my God. So, anyway, and it's not just these two. Who else? It just goes on and on. William Myers. So many of the people that Bush has nominated have had no judicial experience whatsoever. They're about as qualified to be an appeals court judge as I am, or you are, which is to say, not at all. But they hate America. They hate human rights. They hate labor rights. They hate environmental protections. They hate regulation. They hate what every decent American depends on in order to live our lives. And that makes them perfect neo-Nazis for the Bush crime family. I'll tell you, the Democrats better hold firm. They had better hold firm. Speaking of neo-Nazis, I got this off of Bart Kopp's website. Who said the following? God is on my side. God told me to invade that country before they attacked us with their terrorists. God is on my side. God told me to invade that country before they attacked us with their terrorists. Yeah, Bush. But also Hitler, after the invasion of Poland. Isn't it? Hitler used terrorists as his reason. Bush used terrorists in Iraq as his reason. Doesn't God use strange people to accomplish his good deeds, huh? It's amazing, isn't it? When you do a comparison, I know it gets very tiresome. I know. Yawn. And then people go on the Franken show. These right-wingers go on the Franken show and say, you know that Mike Malloy, that Randy Rhodes talking about, neo-Nazis. Oh, kiss my neo-Nazi talking butt, all right? All you right-wingers who, I don't know why you go on Franken's show, but if you go on Franken's show, go ahead. Franken will slice and dice you. You come off Franken's show looking like a total moron. And that's the idea. I wouldn't put you swine on my program, but Al likes to play with you. So go ahead. Do it. But if you need a comparison between Bush and Hitler, it's just all over the place. God told George Bush to invade Afghanistan and Iraq. And God told Hitler to invade Poland. Ay, 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 these people make me sick. All right, who do we want to talk to? Mark? All right, Mark in San Francisco. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.
Good to talk to you, Mike. You're really right on. I first of all want to say that I'm really happy that you gave some timeline for Vietnam, especially for the fall, and how we just, you know.
Yeah, it happened real quick. The end came, it came relatively quickly. We were there for 15 years, but the end came relatively quickly within the space of 2 months.
I am a very proud draft dodger of that war.
Uh-huh.
And but the thing is that this very that I, and let me know if you agree with me or not, that we were there, Vietnam, really relatively small in the empire of country. But the main thing was when they spoke about the domino effect and everything, they were really talking about people taking off on the fact that maybe you could throw over colonialism. And we did inherit that from the French. And they're very worried about Indonesia, a big country, compared to Vietnam, one of them. And now what we're doing, this is the connection, is with in Iraq, where now we even have more important, you know, mineral resources. And we want to make sure that we're there. And the fascist neocons want to make sure that they make a point there and tell everybody else, hey, mess with the United States, bam, we're going to hurt you.
Well, it didn't work. That attitude didn't work in Vietnam. It has not worked. It
to
did
an
not work.
Then it did.
It didn't.
I might say it did. And I'll only say it this way, in that Indonesia, we did back it up with, you know, our support to fascist governments there and so forth, the largest countries and so forth. And we hit Vietnam, which was so arrogant to actually want to be. And remember, Ho Chi Minh started out as a nationalist.
Oh, sure, and he was our ally in World War II, too. There's the music. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate you checking in, pal. Thanks thanks for your comments. All I was going to say about, you know, Indonesia is a Muslim, is the largest Muslim, has the largest Muslim population in the history on the planet. Vietnam, the official religion of Vietnam, of course, is atheism, or it was under Ho Chi Minh. It may be Buddhism now, but... you know, our reasons for being in Vietnam were just sick and perverted, and we have dead and wounded by the thousands to show for it. Don't you cry no more.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
When past the hour, a couple of people have reminded me to remind you, C-SPAN 2 tomorrow morning, 10:30 in the morning, David Griffin's talk that he gave Monday night, this April 18th, in Madison, Wisconsin, and it's going to be rebroadcast tomorrow morning, C-SPAN 2. It's titled 9/11 and the American Empire, How Should Religious People Respond? This is the talk that charges the Bush-Cheney regime with orchestrating the 9/11 attacks. And according to what I have here, they received a standing ovation, or he did, when he brought this up. So anyway, tomorrow morning, if you're not up that early, set your VCR, 10:30 Eastern Time, 10:30 a.m., morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, tomorrow, on C-SPAN 2, the David Griffin lecture talk. Okay, Taylor is calling from Houston, Texas. Hey, Taylor, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
This isn't Houston, it's...
Well, is your name Taylor? Is your name Taylor? Taylor? Is your name Taylor?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Taylor.
Taylor. K.
Yeah, Tay.
Not T.
Spell it for me.
K-A-Y-L-A.
Kayla. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kayla. I'm sorry. Yeah. My bad. I have, I've been having these cochlear implant problems, and no, that's right. All right, Kayla, what's up?
Not much. This is my first call here with the Air America Radio and with you.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about your comment about the radio infiltration earlier.
Uh-huh.
And I think if your bunch, you and Randy Rhoads and Sam Cedar and Janine Garofalo, were to actually do what you postulated.
Well, take over WABC in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think perhaps Janine would be the only one to survive.
Why?
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because she's too visible.
She's too visible?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, she's an actress. She's too well known.
Oh, you think the rest of us would be gunned down because nobody really knows who we are or cares, for that matter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's a crying shame.
I know. Well, that's the way it goes. But a lot of us who work in radio, Kayla, love working in radio because nobody ever sees our faces. They don't know what we look like. Oh, we have pictures up here and there on the websites.
Oh,
but usually we try to make those pictures look entirely different from what we really look like. And we're pretty successful. The one of me up on the Air America radio website is demonic looking.
Yeah, I know. I talked about that with someone we both know.
Well, we did that deliberately. Just someone you and I both know?
Yeah. A certain guy by the name of Daryl.
Daryl?
Yeah.
Let's see, Daryl. Okay. Whoever that is, this sounds very mysterious, Kayla.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else you got, Kayla? Are you nervous?
I believe it was George Santayana. He said that those who forget the past are condemned to relive it,
and,
you know, with the anniversary of the ceasefire in Vietnam.
Yeah,
I'm beginning to think that is most certainly true. He's forgotten it. And he's making all the rest of us live it through.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. It's a shame that we had the 15-year-long experience of Vietnam that taught us that you really can't invade someone's country who hasn't attacked you, and expect to win your invasion unless you're willing to kill everybody and break every building and flatten every town and burn every last crop and slaughter every farm animal and blow up every single factory. If you're willing to do that, then you win. But anyway. Well, listen, Kayla, it's been a slice of heaven talking to you. I hope you're going to call again sometime, okay?
I will try to.
Okay. All right. Well, you take care now, okay? Thanks, Kayla. Quick break, we'll be back. Do stay with us. This is Air America.
Young tomorrow. Look at all we've done with the saber and the gun. Tell me, was it worth it all? Right through the final mission in the Japanese skies. And I set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw their cities burning, I knew that I was learning. But I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leader's screaming when they close the missile plants. United fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it...
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn two or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about one in three people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com from Fort Dodge Animal Health.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how 40 media outlets and nonprofits are saying that global warming doesn't exist after they got $8 million from ExxonMobil. Read about a sperm bank that only took donations from Nobel Prize winners. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, politics, and culture. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street.
Yo, what's up, baby? Wanna learn some history?
I got live learning, beautiful books inside.
And don't expect anyone to just offer you an education.
Who needs a high school diploma, huh?
Unfortunately, you can't buy a diploma from some guy with a briefcase. But there is one way you can get the educational skills you and your family need for free, with free family learning programs. Call 1-877-FAMLIT1 for information on free GED, computer training classes, and other family learning programs. That's 1-877-FAMLIT1.
Check it out, check it out. Want your GED right here, guaranteed, ma. Come on, check it out.
After all, you can't get your education on the street. Free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. The first step to a better life. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
This is Courtney Love for Just Magazine. You know my favorite thing in the world is? That's right, drugs. Oh, and diving through dumpsters for filet-o-fish sandwiches. But my second favorite thing to do is laugh. And Just Magazine always provides my daily fix. So subscribe to Jest, or I'll kill you. Make it look like a suicide.
Jest Magazine. Humor for the irreverent. Go to Jest.com for a limited time, and you can subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code AIRAMERICA. Subscribe now. That's J-E-S-T.com. Celebrity voices may not be real.
Tired of Sunday talk shows that beat around the bush? Then tune in this Sunday at 2 p.m. for Politically Direct on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, and she pulls no punches describing the White House efforts to kill the filibuster.
Some Republicans in the Senate are troubled by this, but, you know, frankly, they're intimidated, and they're pushed around by the president and the vice president.
So join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. for Politically Direct on Air America Radio.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
I would not run from the forecast. I would not run from the bomb. I'd welcome the chance to meet my maker and fly into the sun. Fly into the sun. Fly into the sun. I'd break up into a million pieces and fly into the sun.
It's about 25 before the hour. Tony is calling from New York City. Tony, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program. Tony?
Hello.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? Like you said about Vietnam, I mean, why general Americans learn that if you don't learn history, if you don't know about the past, how can you even begin to plan for the future, you know?
Yeah, Tony, there's something wrong with your phone, and I hate to say this. I don't mean to sound like a freak here, but you're not coming through. And given your accent and the problem with your phone, we're just not getting what you're saying. Try calling me back on a different phone, and we'll be happy to put you on the air. But I have to end the call here because we just can't understand you, pal. I'm sorry. Rod is calling from Burlington, Vermont. Rod, welcome to the program.
Well, welcome. Thank you very much, Mike. I really appreciate you. I'm a new listener, and I really appreciate you being on the air and being a voice of reason in this age of insanity.
Thanks.
But where do we start, right? I mean, you touch on so many different things, but I kind of wanted to get your opinion on what's brewing in Latin America. And, you know, Condi Rice is down there trying to drum up support, and it seems like with not much success, but it seems as like there's change happening to the south of us, and after so many years of colonial suppression, and I was wondering, what are your ideas on it?
My ideas on, say it again?
On Latin America, and what's happening there.
Well, what part is it?
You can start with Mexico and the mayor there and his, I mean, there seems to be a real movement in...
Here's my take very quickly. All of Latin America, Central America, Mexico, and South America have been absolutely brutalized by the North American Free Trade Agreement, by NAFTA, and by the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, GATT. It has absolutely destroyed so many of their economies. Now, as a result of that, a couple of countries down there have raised the middle finger to the World Bank and said, no, take your debt and jam it down your throats. What we're going to do is take care of our people.
Right.
And as a result of that, they've decided to switch to a more leftist kind of socialist mixed economy that will work for their people and will seriously piss off America's bankers and America's corporations. As a result of being pissed off, The Bush crime family has been ordered to start rattling the sabers and lead Venezuela and or Colombia and possibly Ecuador to believe that we are about to invade them. Ecuador
right, exactly. I believe that that's why Condoleezza Rice is down there.
Yeah, of course. She's there to issue threats. Ecuador is still trying to recover from what Texaco did by saturating most of the land surface in that country with crude oil that has seeped into the water supply, into their aquifers. It's killing their children. We have this thing about going into foreign countries and murdering the children, whether it's Southeast Asia or the Middle East or Central America, now South America. You know what's going to happen? Eventually the world's going to get pissed off at us to the extent that they can't control their anger anymore. And about 90 countries are going to lob nuclear weapons at us at the same time. And it's going to be all over. So, yeah, Rice is down there trying to stem what the right-wingers are referring to as a leftist a transnational revolution led by Fidel Castro and Venezuela's, what's his name, Venezuela's president?
Hugo Chavez.
Chavez, right. The Chavez and Castro are responsible for this turn to the left, when in fact, this so-called turn to the left, which is not a turn to the left at all, it's a turn towards nationalism, the so-called turn...
One could say balance, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Years of really aristocratic totalitarian rule.
Well, I think people in Central and South America are sick of seeing the U.S. CIA and U.S. corporations supporting oppressors in their countries, stealing their natural resources, murdering their leaders, executing their religious figures, overthrowing their governments, and they've had enough.
Sure, and it's that kind of arrogance that has actually pissed off not only the populations of Latin America to the point where they want to revolt, but even our allies in Europe, who have kind of turned their back on us, not as a people, I certainly hope not anyway, but I think as the arrogance of our administration and our government, and it's you know, we're isolating ourselves on the world stage.
Yeah,
and
I hear
we're
you.
Sending someone like John Bolton to the UN, which is a complete slap in the face to the world community.
Oh, sure it is. Most of what we do is a slap in the face to the world community under Bush. Hey, thanks for checking in, Rob.
I really appreciate it. I wanted to just say thank you, and I'm really glad that Air America is really countering some of the other right wingers that seem to be dominant right
well,
now.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Mike.
All right, take care, pal. This I don't know. It's difficult for me to accept what this government is doing, but that's hard enough. What's really disconcerting to me, I'm sure it is to you too, is the ignorance that most of us have about this. I mean, how many of us pay attention? We know more about atrocities being committed in Iraq than atrocities that we're committing in South America. We have tried, twice now to overthrow Hugo Chavez because he has a tremendous amount of oil resources in Venezuela. And we're going to try again. What we're going to try to do is to do to him what Henry Kissinger did in Chile after the elections there in 1976, '76, that resulted in the assassination of the socialist leader who was elected and the installation of a right wing dictator that went on for years. South Americans are forming alliances among themselves and with China, with the European Union, in order to protect themselves against American aggression. You know, it used to be real cute back in the... Didn't you think it was cute back in the 60s and 70s to hear left-wingers in this country talk about U.S. imperialism? It almost became like, guy's a communist. Don't pay attention. Do you know how right they were back then and how serious it's getting now? Because as populations increase and industrialization increases and yada, 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 and world resources in the form of fossil fuels continue to shrink and shrink and shrink, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. But the monumental ignorance displayed by the average American, all of us, where it concerns U.S. relations with Central and South America, historically and currently, it's astonishing. How can we be this ignorant about what goes on in our own hemisphere? We've always just written them off. We've been more interested in Europe, more interested in Southeast Asia, more interested in South Asia, the Middle East. Did I just say Middle East? And Central and South America and Mexico, who cares? Who cares? The ignorance that we display. How many Americans know, for example, just quick example, how many Americans know that during the Reagan years, when there was an attempt to overthrow the revolutionary government of Nicaragua that rose up, the Sandinistas came because of the Somoza family that had ruled Nicaragua for, 50 years, 60, just forever. An utter, absolute right-wing dictatorship. So the Sandinistas, not unlike the Cuban revolutionaries that overthrew Batista, the Sandinistas overthrew the government and made an attempt to establish democratic government, which they did. It may not be democratic government that we like, but how many Americans understand that we committed an act of war and aggression that had against Nicaragua, that had someone committed it against us, we would have nuked them? And that is, we mined the harbors, leading to two port cities, one or two, in Nicaragua. We mined the harbors. Can you imagine what would have happened had some communist bastard government mined New York Harbor or the Houston Ship Channel or San Francisco? What would have happened had someone done that to us? How long would it have taken the Reagan administration to launch a full-scale thermonuclear war against the perpetrator? 5 minutes? 5 days? How long would it have taken? But that's what we did to Nicaragua. And then when charges were brought against the United States, we didn't even show up. We didn't say, screw you. What are you talking about, charges? We're the United States. We'll do whatever we want. Now, people in Central and South America, they understand. They understand why Allende was assassinated when he got 46% of the vote in Chile. He was a socialist. People in South America understand that the people who ordered his death was the corporation ITT. And the hitman was Henry Kissinger. And Henry Kissinger took care of it. And they murdered Allende. See, the people in Central and South America, they understand, they know their own history. They know what the Norte Americanos have done to them for a century. So maybe they've had enough. Maybe they say, okay, look, this is enough. So let's form alliances down here. Let's stop fighting among ourselves. Let's get real, because the United States is going to attack. The United States is going to come after our resources. I just don't understand why you and I need to be so damned ignorant.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Dr. Kathy Fields and I created Proactive Solution because acne is the number one problem we see in our practices. As dermatologists, we treat acne as a physical condition. But what really affected us was seeing the emotional toll acne takes. So maybe you're the one with the breakouts. You shy away from social situations. You avoid being photographed, or you won't leave the house without makeup. So what's preventing you from trying Proactiv? My guess is that you're afraid. You're afraid that it just won't work. Afraid to get your hopes up, only to be disappointed. This time you don't have to worry. We are so confident that Proactiv will work for you that I'm offering you a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Solution.
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution, just call 1-800-508-0619 and you'll become a believer. Call 1-800-508-0619. 1-800-508-0619. Call now.
Hello, Air America. Guess who? It's House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Guys, you've got to subscribe to this new humor magazine. It's called Jest, and it is the greatest. Take it from me, last night I laughed so hard my boyfriend was like, "Shut up, I have to sleep." And I was like, "No, you shut up. Hey, I'm Tom DeLay." Seriously, Jest is fabulous. Check it out.
Jest Magazine. Humor for the irreverent. Go to Jest.com for a limited time, and you can subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code AIRAMERICA. Subscribe now. That's Jest.com. Celebrity voices may not be real.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. and this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to become president.
What's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about? Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, as usual, at this time in the program, we'd like to thank the crew who keeps us on the air all week, and especially tonight in New York City, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, engineered for us, David Fizikas handles the phone calls, Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the program, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And don't forget, Andy Stevenson, go to MikeMalloy.com and look under Action Alerts. All the info is there. Okay? Okay. Pamela is calling from Brooklyn. Hey, Pamela.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good night. Doing fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I just, you know, think of you mentioned what I was calling about tonight, about the Al Franken show yesterday when this gentleman... He wrote this book, I think, South Park, something for liberal media.
Right.
And he was criticizing you.
Right.
And said you called James Dobson a neo-Nazi.
As many times as I can.
And it's so strange because they're so quick to criticize Air America host. But what about Rush Limbaugh and O'Neill and Corbyn?
Right.
They make all these outrageous comments and remarks.
Well, these are right-wingers. These are Republicans. And Republicans are allowed to do things, Pamela, that you and I are not allowed to do. They are shot full of hypocrisy. They are fools and morons. But they are allowed to go on national television and national radio shows and say things that the average normal person wouldn't say.
And I just want to make one more quick point. It's just tonight when you were mentioning how, you know, all the atrocities that America has against other countries. And I don't know if you heard the uproar that Maggie Gyllenhaal, that actress, when she made a comment.
Yes, I heard it. Where did I read something about that, yeah.
And they've been giving her hell.
Yeah, she said Bush was in one way or another responsible for the 9/11
attack. And now they're calling her traitor and they asked her to leave.
Oh, sure.
The countries, they've been, you know, there've been so many letters in the local papers, and it's amazing because you cannot, you're an American, you cannot criticize anything that is so blatant, and it's so amazing what's happening here. But I just want to make those points, and I hope you have a good weekend.
Well, thank you, Pamela.
Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for checking in. You know, the pig man, Rush can call Chelsea Clinton the new White House dog. He can call any or all women feminazis. He can say the vile stuff that he says over and over and over again. He can say the Democrats have some kind of a false god. It's just sick. He is a sick, drug-addled old bastard. But he can say what he wants because, he has a big following, and the ditto heads are willing to, you know, lap that kind of nonsense up. Michael Savage, also known as Michael the Wiener, can say the gays are all going to die. They're, you know, this and that. He's just a sick bastard. Another one, Ann Coulter, can say that Clinton should be executed. Ann Coulter can say that we ought to invade Muslim countries and kill their men and rape their women and turn them all into Christians or whatever. These are sick people. Let me tell you something. Right-wingism is a disease. It is a disease. It attacks the brain. It annihilates whatever a sense of ethics or justice that the victim may have developed in his or her teen years. You know, teenagers usually come up pretty quickly with a sense of justice, with a sense of fairness, fair play. That's why they're so susceptible to bullying, because they understand, you know, this is not right. This shouldn't be. So whatever happened to Limbaugh and Coulter and Wiener and the rest of these right-wingers, Horowitz, all these people that are so sick and so perverted, whatever happened to them was like a hit, like Marburg virus, like Ebola. It's something that attacked their physical bodies and ate into their brains and turned them into these vile, vicious, anti-human beings that they are. And it's so obvious to see. I don't know what the disease is. But if a normal person were to go on the Mike Malloy show or the Al Franken show and say the kinds of things that these people get away with, they would be run out of town on a rail. I know a lot of people say, well, what about your program, Malloy? You called Bush the giggling killer. Well, he is. You know, like I said the other night, you never hear stuff on Air America that's not true. Bush does giggle. He did giggle when he was governor of Texas. My God, they had it on tape, didn't they? Whose program was he on? He giggled about Carla Faye Tucker being executed. You know, it just goes on and on. So everything that you hear on Air America, except the parodies and the satire, is true. Everything you hear on right-wing talk radio, including the parodies and the satire, is false. It's that simple. That is a very simple credo or rule 1 through 20 that you can take to the bank. Everything you hear on talk radio is right-wing talk radio is designed to screw up your head. It's designed to fill your mind with misinformation, disinformation, outright lies, and an attempt to destroy America and turn it into a neo-Nazi theocratic society. Period. That's it. Jesus, listen to the programs if you can. Listen to talk to some of the people who listen to the programs. Listen to what they have to say. And then listen to normal talk radio, which is what you find on Air America, right? Oh, my goodness, there's the music. Hey, have a great weekend, okay? Really, have some fun. Take a break. Get out in the sunshine. I'll see you Monday night, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. I'm going straight to hell. Won't you love me? Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are. I'm going straight to hell. Just like my mama said, I'm going straight to hell. On Air America Radio.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at ReadMojo.com. This month, learn how 40 media outlets and nonprofits are saying that global warming doesn't exist after they got $8 million from ExxonMobil. Read about a sperm bank that only took donations from Nobel Prize winners. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, politics, and culture. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at ReadMojo.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. One of the best things about getting an 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum is what you don't get, namely, a cloud of dust in your face every time you turn it on or when you empty it, which means you won't get a house full of bacteria that travels on dust. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a free 30-day home trial. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL. 1-800-989-4200.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and deep.